Welcome back to Teaching Smarter, the podcast where we help educators build critical thinking into everyday learning. I am Iris, your host, and today we're talking about problem solving, but not just any problem solving. We're talking about going beyond the surface to uncover the real reason something went wrong. Whether your students are working on a group project, exploring social issues, or even trying to fix a classroom process, they often stop at the first explanation they find. For example, they'll say, "It didn't work because we ran out of time." But that's only the surface. Real learning happens when we keep asking, "Why did that happen?" And then, "Why again?" That's where the 5 Whys method comes in. It's a simple, practical tool that helps students uncover root causes and design smarter solutions. Step one here is to define the problem. Start by clearly defining the problem you're trying to solve. Take a couple of minutes to set this up with your students. You might say, "Let's find the root cause of this issue, not just the symptoms." Then, write the problem on the board so everyone can see it. For example, "Our group project failed," or "Our campaign for recycling didn't work," or something like, "Class participation is low in discussions." The key is to make sure everyone agrees on what the problem statement actually is before diving in. Then comes step two, ask why 5 times. So now, guide the class or small groups through the 5 Whys process. Each why takes you a step deeper toward the real cause. Let's walk through an example using a failed project. Here, the problem statement is, "Why did the project fail?" Possible answers could then be, "Well, we missed deadlines." Okay, but why did we miss deadlines? "Well, we didn't assign specific roles." And why didn't we assign roles? "Because we assumed everyone knew what to do." And why did we make that assumption? "Because we didn't clarify expectations at the start." And why didn't we clarify expectations? "Because we skipped the planning phase." By the 5th why, we've gone from "we failed" to "we skipped planning." That's the real issue, not just the visible symptom. Once students get used to the structure, they'll start using it intuitively, in class, in projects, and even in personal decision-making. Let's take a look at step 3 now. Brainstorm the solution. Now that you've identified the root cause, give the class about 5 minutes to brainstorm actionable solutions. Ask, "How can we prevent this next time?" For the project example, students might say, "Next time, we'll hold a planning meeting before starting," or "we'll assign clear roles from day one," or "we'll set up weekly check-ins to track progress." What's happening here is powerful. Students are transforming reflection into action. They're not just analyzing mistakes, they're designing better systems. Let's look at how this plays out across different subjects. In a STEM classroom, imagine students just finished a physics lab, but their results didn't match the expected outcome. They start asking, "Why didn't the results match?" "Because we misread the data." "Why?" "We used the wrong calibration." "But why?" "We forgot to verify the instrument settings." "Why?" "There was no pre-lab checklist." "Why?" "The lab session was rushed." By the end, they realize the real issue isn't bad data, it's missing structure. They can fix that by creating a checklist or slowing down setup next time. In social studies, students might ask why their class debate on global inequality felt one-sided. Why? "Because only a few students participated." Why? "They didn't feel informed enough to argue." Why? "We didn't research multiple perspectives before the debate." Why? "We focused on just one region in our prep." Why? "We ran out of research time." So the root cause isn't poor participation, it's a lack of background preparation. That discovery can reshape how they approach every future debate. In literature, use the 5 Whys to explore a character's decisions. For example, why did Macbeth make that fatal choice? Each why pushes students deeper, from ambition to influence to moral conflict. It turns literary analysis into critical reasoning. And in the arts, if a group performance didn't connect with the audience, ask, why didn't it resonate? Why was the message unclear? Why was that creative choice made? By the fifth why, students often discover issues in collaboration or interpretation, not in talent. Across disciplines, this method builds a mindset of diagnosis before decision. Students stop blaming symptoms and start seeing systems. The five whys method teaches students to slow down, reflect, and dig deeper. It helps them see that most problems aren't random. They're connected to patterns, habits, and decisions that can be changed. So the next time your class faces a challenge, don't just ask what went wrong, ask why, and then why again. That's how you turn a moment of frustration into a moment of insight. Thanks for joining me on Teaching Smarter. For a classroom facilitation guide, check out our Reflection Nuggets toolbox. Until next time, keep teaching, keep questioning, and keep reflecting.